Even in helping us tonight. We appreciate the presence of the Lord. If you've got your Bibles, turn to the book of John, chapter number 10 and verse number 10. A very familiar scripture. Again, we appreciate the opportunity to be here. Just pray the Lord would help us in the services. I'd like to see some folks get saved, wouldn't you? Amen. Get some experiences. Press your way in tonight. You need something from the Lord, get in these altars and let's seek it. The book of John, chapter 10 and verse number 10. Very familiar scripture. The Bible says, "The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." Amen. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I want to preach tonight, if the Lord would help us, on "The Thief Cometh." Amen. Would you ask God to help us one more time? Precious God of heaven, Lord, I need you to stand by my side tonight. God, I know I'm nothing without you. I need the Holy Ghost to fill my mind and my lips tonight, God. God, reveal the very hearts of the people and the thoughts and the intents of the heart tonight. Meet with us in the altar. Save some soul and help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I want to preach a little bit, if the Lord would help us tonight, on "The Thief." Amen. Cometh. The thief cometh. The devil is a thief. And any times he comes around, he comes for one intent, and that is to steal, to kill, or to destroy. He never comes, it doesn't matter how he is disguised or how he approaches you or a situation. The very intent, the very reason he's there is to steal and to kill and to destroy. I thought in the Old Testament about Hezekiah, I believe it was, that after the Lord had blessed him and added 15 years to his life, after that time the Babylonians came and he brought them in. And the Bible said he began to show them the treasures and of the house of the Lord, and just gave them a tour. And the reason was they came in and they were bragging on him and they were lifting him up and they were talking about what a great leader he was and just flattering him, Brother Roberts, with praise. And he fell for that trick. Brought him in, showed him all those treasures, and after his life had ended and he had died, then the Babylonians came and invaded that country, and they knew right where the fortifications were. They knew where the treasures were, and they knew how to come in and destroy and devour that land. Why? Their intent in coming was they were thieves, and they wanted to steal something away. And I want to preach to us tonight about a thief that cometh. Hey man, this message has been burdening my heart, these thoughts, for quite some time about this meeting, and I'd like to see somebody tonight realize what the thief is trying to do to you. What the thief is trying to take away from you. Hey man, I thought about our country and our nation. How the devil's intent, ever since our founding fathers founded it on the principles of Christianity, on a faith in God. Amen. From that time on, the devil has been seeking a way to steal away our liberties, our liberty to worship, our liberty to have a Bible, Brother Morgan, and read the Word of God. He started, of course, so many years taking away things, taking prayer out of school. And I heard just today on the radio as we was coming to church tonight, we're out somewhere in California, the first Muslim college is fixing to start up where you can get a four-year degree at a Muslim college in the United States of America. Things that we never thought would take place. Little by little, that thief is stealing away our liberty. He's stealing away the things that our forefathers fought and died for. The thief is trying to take them away. But I want to preach to us not about so much the nation, even though that's a message within itself, but I want to preach about us as individuals and the things of God, the spiritual things that we've obtained from Him, and how that thief would like to come in tonight and he'd like to steal away the things that God has given you. Amen. Sister Hillary is here tonight, and I don't want to embarrass her too bad, but about 2 weeks ago, I believe it was Saturday 2 weeks ago, we had a very scary thing take place in Douglas. Sister Hillary had gone home and went in for the evening. It was still daylight, but it was getting dark, and her family was going to be coming in behind her. And she went ahead and went home early and went in the house and laid down and turned on the alarm that they had just installed and got ready for bed. But little did she realize that while she went in and laid down and got comfortable, that pulling up in the driveway outside that home was a thief. And I want to tell you how the devil operates. He doesn't announce that he's coming. He doesn't send a flyer and he says, "I'm coming and I'm going to take away something precious from you and I'm going to steal of your goods and I'm going to devour." No, he doesn't send a notice. But I'll tell you, he tries subtly to come and he tries to sneak on the premises and he tries to find a convenient way to get in and to begin to devour and to take away those things that are precious. Amen. When Brother Robbie has a video system installed with cameras to watch his house, I went over a few days ago and watched that video. It showed him pulling up just like he owned the house, pulling right up in the driveway and getting out of his vehicle, walking over to the door, standing there knocking on the door, trying, you know, the door, trying the knob to see if it would open and if he could get in. It showed him with his hands in his pocket, nonchalantly walking around the house, amen, trying the windows, amen, looking in the windows and the doors, amen, not knowing, amen, on the inside, as Sister Hillary lay there resting, fixing to try to drift off to sleep, that somebody was trying to get in and take away things that was precious. I want to preach to us a little bit tonight about the thief cometh. Amen. Oh, you might be here tonight, and there might be some things in your life that you've gained, amen, and you don't want anybody to take away. I mean, if you've worked hard, and you've purchased guns and knives, and you've purchased possessions of this nature, it makes you upset if you come home and you find everything in chaos, and you see the door drawers turned upside down, and the gun cabinets emptied out. Amen. The mattresses are ripped open. I mean, it makes you upset for them to take a personal possession. But I'm telling you something tonight that we really need to get upset about is there is another thief called Satan, and he is coming right in our churches and right in our camp meetings, and he's trying to take away that is precious. He's trying to take away that they have labored and prayed for and fought for all these years. Amen. I mean, it showed that man when he got out. Amen. Just walking around with both his hands in his pockets. Amen. Looking. Amen. About 3 or 4 minutes. Amen. Stood outside Sister Hillary's window. She had a radio playing inside. And stood there for several seconds listening, trying to make up his mind what was going on. Amen. Was it a decoy? Was it somebody? Amen. Is it just the radio playing? He's a listening. Amen. And finally he walks off and it shows him getting in his vehicle and going back down the road. And you think, well, it's all over. But it wasn't but about 5 minutes later, he pulled back up in the driveway. And this time when he gets out, he leaves his door open. And it shows him putting gloves on his hands. It shows some type of a tire tool or something underneath his arms. And he's putting those gloves on, and he's walking back toward the house. I want to tell you, he come on business that time. He come the first time just to look. He come the first time to scope it out. He come the first time. Amen. But I tell you, he came back on business. I'm here to preach to you, the devil is coming on business. He's here to steal away, amen, something precious to you. Amen. I tell you, it breaks my heart. Amen. When I see some of these, it's a lot. Amen. I say more mature than I am. A lot older than I am. That's been serving the Lord a lot longer than I have. amen, ones that I learned what holiness was from them. I watched how they lived. I watched how they dressed. I watched how they behaved themselves. But I tell you, it breaks my heart in 2010 to see the thief come in among us and begin to cause people. Amen. Oh, come on, help me preach a while. I'm talking about women that never would trim their hair and never would go to the places of the world and never would dress immodest. Amen. Women that was chaste. Women that was pure. Let's see them turn and start going toward the world and start living a life that's questionable. I'm telling you, the thief is after your convictions. The thief is after those things God put in your heart and told you was wrong and told you not to take part of. The thief wants to take them away. Amen. Me and God dealt with you in prayer. And Brother Terry said, don't do that. Amen. Don't do that. You pray through to it. And a few years goes by and you know what? The thief comes by. And he says, now, did God really mean that? Is that really necessary? I mean, so-and-so's doing it. Amen. And they're naming the name of Christ. This one's a part of it. Amen. And it seems to be okay. I'm going to preach to you tonight. You might as well get in here and help me. Amen. It won't hurt near as bad if you get in here and help me. Amen. Come on. But that old thief's are coming around. And he's trying to steal convictions out of people's hearts. He's trying to take, amen, things that are precious. I mean, our children. Amen, Brother Culpepper. Amen, you're holding on to that child like you love her tonight. I mean, I could probably say, give me your wallet, and you might hand it over. I might could say, you know, hand me this, it'd be all right. But I say, hey, let me pull her out of your arms. Let me take her. Amen. Come on. Amen. There'd be a fight go on. You know why? Amen. He says, hey, amen, money can be replaced. But this is precious. This is my daughter. This is my flesh and blood. I'm telling you, mamas and daddies, the devil's after your children. The thief's in the house. And he's trying to take your children. Oh, God. Amen. Hillary laying inside there resting. And he pulls back up. Amen. He walks back in. And it shows him as he again makes a little route looking for the place he wants to enter. And finally, he finds a single pane glass door, sliding door type. And he, amen, breaks it in at the other end of the house. Goes in and walks straight to Hillary's room. He wanted to make sure what he heard. He wanted to know what was going on. Amen. Walks into her room. Amen. Brings the door open and flips the light on. Amen. Gloves on his hands. Amen. Come on here. Weapon in his hands. Amen. Oh, about that time, the alarm went off. Amen. Not only the security alarm, but Hillary's alarm. Amen. Amen. And the alarm began to scream. And the next video showed him leaving the house in a run. Jumping in his vehicle. And taking off down the road. But you know, it could have been so different. But I'll tell you what made the difference. There was an alarm. There was a security system. There was something there to give a warning. I'm preaching to you. Amen. There's a thief coming in among us. He's trying to steal and kill and destroy. Great God of heaven, give us a warning system. Give us somebody that'll warn our young people, that'll warn our family. They're headed in the wrong direction. Amen. I read in one place where Lazarus had been raised from the dead. Amen. John, was it 10 or 11? 11. In the next chapter, John 12, he's raised from the dead. And it says that he has gone home with his sisters, Mary and Martha. And they're eating. Hallelujah. And Jesus is with them. Praise God. And Mary, she is so excited, taken away, full of worship by what had happened. Until you know what she did? I mean, her brother that once was dead and laid in a tomb and now is alive and eating bread at her table. She got so carried away with worship, amen, that she got down at the feet of Jesus. And the Bible said she took some precious ointment. Amen. I don't know how, amen, precious it was, but it must have been pretty precious. Amen. Took that precious ointment and began to pour it on his feet and took the hair of her head and began to wash and dry his feet. Oh, come on here now. Amen. And some of these sisters, amen, had to dry Jesus' feet with her hair. It'd be like a Brillo pad because it's so short. Come on, shout amen. Amen. But she took out hair and began to dry those feet and began to worship. I mean, she's having a time. God's been good to her. Jesus has raised her brother from the dead. But you know, in the midst of that, somebody spoke up. Judas said, could not this ointment have been sold and the money be put in the treasury? What a waste. Woo! Hey man, I tell you, it ain't a waste to bring them to camp meeting. It ain't a waste to keep them in the house of God. It ain't a waste to teach them how to worship. What a waste. And the Bible said, he said this not because he cared. He didn't care about that. Amen. Waste. But it said he was a thief. And that he carried the bag. Oh, come on now. He was a thief. He wasn't interested in worship. He wasn't interested in getting closer to God. There's one thing on his mind. If we could sell that and we could put it in this bag and I could put my hand in this bag and I could take out part of it for myself, how good it'd be. And that's the way the devil is. He's not interested in you praying through the night. He's not interested in you getting help. He wants to steal away. He'd like to steal the message of God before it ever gets in your heart. He'd like to steal away before they get to singing and worship breaks out and you step out and go to the altar and get your mind made up and say, I'm tired of the devil stealing from me. Come on here now. I'm tired of the devil stealing from me, and tonight I'm going to go pray and I'm going to get back what the devil's taken from me. Was it David? Amen. When he left there, came back to Ziklag and he found it burned with fire. Amen. He found, amen, everything in chaos. They'd taken his people. They'd taken his possessions. What happened? The thieves came. The thieves came and they took it away. And David began to weep and cry. The people even talked about stoning him. And the Bible said David encouraged himself, whoo, in the Lord. And he got to praying about the situation. He got to praying and he said, Lord, shall I pursue? Amen. Should I go after this? Should I try to get it back? And the Lord said, pursue, for thou shalt surely recover all. Hallelujah. Woo! I tell you, the thief might have been in your house. He might have took something that's yours. The devil might have. But I want to tell you, it's time to say, hey, I'm not going to let the devil take anything else. It doesn't belong to him. It was purchased by the Lord, and it's mine tonight. Amen. Sister Hillary. Amen. Where you at, Hillary? Wave it. Amen, Sister Hillary. Amen. A couple days later, Brother Robbie, her dad and mom left to go on a trip for a few days. And she's there at the house, going to stay by herself, going to set that alarm. Amen. I pass by the house, headed home, and I see a police car in the driveway. So I wheel up in there, and they go up in there and want to know what's going on. Amen. False alarm. Said she's, I believe, cutting up some vegetables or something, going to get a little something to eat. And the alarm went off.
and said, glass breakage. Hey, man, you know what she did? She took out running, run next door to the neighbor's house. Well, Josh's sister, Jennifer Jordan, ran to their house. Hey, man, that's right. And so everybody said, you don't need to stay here. Hey, man, by yourself. That's what I said. I said, no, sir, you don't need to do it. But you know what she said? Hey, man, she said, I am not going to let the devil do this to me. I'm not going to let him torment me where I can't even stay in this house. Hey, man, got a couple people maybe to stay with her. But she said, I'm going to sleep in my bed. The devil's not going to do this. And some of you need to say, that's it, devil. You're not going to do this to me. I've been bought by the blood. I've been washed. Hey, man, in Calvary's flow. And you don't own me. And you can't have it. It's not yours. Man, I remember several years ago, only my wife really knows the details of it. But I remember several years ago, I went through a place where I had some nerve problems. May have had a slight nervous breakdown, I don't know. But I'm telling you, I thought I was losing my mind. Hey, man, I remember sitting there in the night with her holding me and me just grabbing my hair and just about trying to rip it out. Crying, shaking, broke out from head to toe. I mean, in a mess. Hey, man, just cuddled up there. But you know, one day, after being tormented that way for a while, hey, man, I said, devil, you are not going to do this to me. Hey, man, I'm going to tell you, nerve problems is real. Oppression and depression, that's real stuff. But I'll tell you also, you can get your mind made up and say, no, sir, devil, here is the line. Hey, man, God said we could have perfect peace when our mind is stayed on him. Devil, get behind me and take your flight. It's time for somebody to run the thief away and say, you cannot have anything that's mine. Where's Reagan at? Hey, amen. She's sleeping. I won't wake her up. I like that little girl. I could take little Reagan in my arms and say, she's mine. Hey, man, you won't have her no more. You won't see her no more. Hey, man, but I think I'd have a battle on my hands. I think there'd be a mama and a daddy that'd say, no, you know, time to go. Give her back. Hey, man, oh, no, you just go ahead. There'd be some struggling going on. Hey, man, can I tell you spiritually, there's some things the devil's trying to take out of your life. I'm talking about things you prayed through. Hey, man, years ago with tears running down your face, you prayed through to it. And here we are in 2010, and you don't even know if you're saved anymore. You're coming to church out of obligation. You're coming to church because you know you got to. But down deep in your heart, a thief's been there. And he's pulled away that joy. And he's took away, hey, man, that used to make you testify. How long has it been since you sung under the anointing? Since you testified? I felt the Holy Ghost come on you. How long has it been? Hey, man, I want to tell you, there's a thief, and he wants to take away everything that's precious in your life. Amen. Maybe some here tonight just backslid on God. You remember praying right up here. You remember the Spirit of God coming on you. You remember testifying and feeling the presence of God. But I want to tell you, the thief come. Amen. I said, the thief come. And tonight you're lost and undone. Amen. Marriages, amen, that the thief came in. Amen. Marriages that was created in heaven. It was made under the inspiration and promise and vows to God. But the thief came in, and all of a sudden discord, and all of a sudden trouble and friction. And before long, you're standing in a divorce court. Amen. And you're separating from one another. I want to tell you, the thief likes to divide homes. The thief likes to destroy souls. But I got good news. For the Bible didn't leave us right there. Amen. And just tell us the thief cometh but to for steal and kill and destroy. Amen. But he said, but I am come. Woo! Amen. But I from you. Amen. But I have come that you might have life. Amen. You know what that alarm system done when it went off? It caused the thief to run. Amen. The good news is, amen, I got to go down to the jail and visit with him Friday. Amen. He's been apprehended. Hallelujah. I said, that's good news. The good news is the alarm went off and the enemy took flight. The good news tonight is you come to this meeting, amen, where the thief has stolen everything from you. Maybe you feel like there ain't hardly nothing left. I don't even know if I'm saved tonight. I'll tell you the best way on this Sunday night of camp meeting is let that alarm go off and say, I hear the one that saved me calling me. I hear the one that dealt with my heart years ago. He's calling me back to the altar to pray and seek God. Amen. The thief cometh but to steal and kill and destroy, but I am come. Amen. All of a sudden, somebody else shows up. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Stories told about an individual, a missionary, that had a 2-day trip to go from where he was doing mission work to the supply area to get supplies and medicines, different things. The story says that he'd go halfway and sleep in the jungles. The next day he'd finish his journey. Amen. One day he came and was in town. He'd bought up his supplies, was fixing to leave, and he saw a man there that some people had jumped on and had beat him up, throwed him over and left him wounded. Out of benevolence, he went over, of course, and began to talk with him and doctor him, tell him who he was and what he was doing, tell him about the Lord. Amen. A little while, he got him up, and he started on his journey. Amen. Little did he know until he actually made his way back to town sometime later and met this same man. But he got everything together and left. He said that man went and got some more men together and said, we need to follow that man into the jungle tonight. He's got a lot of medical supplies worth a lot of money. We can kill him and steal all his supplies and sell them. He said, well, we'll have a good take. So the story says, that night, the missionary went in there and slept all night. Got up the next morning, went on to the village. About a month later, made that same trip, and he meets this man in the street. He comes up to him, and he asks him, did he remember him? No. Oh, yeah, I remember you, said. Sure do. He said, well, I want to tell you something, preacher. He said, we followed you that night. He said, we followed you out into the middle of the jungle. He said, as you lay down, our plans was to kill you and come in around you to steal and to take away. Said, but all of a sudden, said, as we got ready to move in, said, there was an army of men that began to encamp around your tent. Amen. And we got to counting, and there was more of them than there was of us. Amen. Ah, come on. And we want to know who was traveling with you that night. Old missionary said, just me. Amen, just me. And he said, all I know is he gave them charge. Amen, to encamp around me with angels. Amen, I want to tell you, the thief come to kill, but God come to give life. The thief come to steal, but God come to save. Amen, if you're here and lost, if you're here and you need something from God, I tried to preach a little bit last night about getting your desires right and getting in these altars and getting something from God this week. I want to tell you tonight, you need to get your mind made up. I'm not going to let the thief take anything out of my life. If God's gave it to me, I'm going to keep it. I'm going to keep it. Amen. Amen. I'm fixing to close. Have we taken inventory lately? You know what inventory is, don't you? You see, there's different tactics that thieves use. Sometimes they're very forward. They'll just pull a gun on you. Very forward.
Amen. You know what's going on. Other times they're subtle, like this man was that tried to break in Brother Robbie's house. He'll case it out. He'll look. He'll try to go in undisturbed. And there's times a thief works that way. Then there's times that a thief spends months and years working. Hey, man, I've known folks. Two immediately comes to my mind. Had people working for them, helping them in their accounting and different things. Hey, man, $60,000, $80,000 they stole over a period of several years. Just a little at a time. Hey, man, they was just a thief. Hey, man, come on here now. And whether this thing's been going on a long time, and it seems like that thief has been gradually taking things out of your life, gradually making you get colder and further away from God. Amen. Or whether an incident happened that has just so shocked you that you just feel like you've lost out with the Lord. I want to tell you, either way, the recovery for it is right here tonight. The thief come, but I am come that you might have life. Would you stand to your feet? Amen. Have you taken inventory? Have you seen if anything's missing? Do you still have that testimony that you used to have? Are you still praying with the fervency that you used to pray with? Are you still in love with His Word? How long has it been since the Holy Ghost moved on you and spoke through you and, hey man, just touched your life? Or has the devil, through a process of events, begin to steal those things away? Sometimes it's nothing bad that you've done. It's just the devil working, causing things to happen. You get your eyes on people and you get your eyes on different things. And it causes the thief to be able to take things out of your heart and life. But oh, how I'd like tonight to see somebody with their mind made up. So I'm not going to let the devil do this to me. I'm not going to let him do it. As they get ready to play, I don't want to give a general altar call to start with. This is the way I felt like doing this today, is praying, seeking the Lord about how to give this altar call tonight, how to preach this sermon if the Lord's will for us was to preach. And I want to ask you, if you're here tonight, you just be honest and say, Brother Steve, the devil has stole some things from me. First of all, you may be here. Go ahead, sir. You may be here and you're lost and you're undone. There was a time you were saved. There was a time you knew without a doubt the joy of the Lord and the joy of salvation was in your heart. But tonight you're here and you're lost. The devil has stole your salvation. Amen. And you want to be saved. Why don't you step out right now? Say, I want to be saved, Brother Steve. I'm lost. I'm undone. The thief came into my house. He came into my life. And he has taken away my salvation. And if I was to die tonight, I know I'm lost. I know I wouldn't go to heaven. And I don't want to die that way. I don't want to end this way. Amen. Why don't you step out right now and say, I need the Lord. I need to be saved, young or old. Amen. Oh, I don't want to die lost. I don't want to go to hell. Is there one, church, are you helping me? Amen. Will you help me pray right now, precious God of heaven? God, would you help us with this altar call? Will you move and touch souls? Will you move on hearts and lives? While the church is praying, what about it, sinner friend? Will you come? There's people's prayed many a prayer for you tonight. And the old thief just keeps showing up. Every time you get under conviction, the thief shows up and he steals away conviction. Every time you start to pray, the thief comes and he steals it away. Would you come? You're lost. You're undone. Oh, will you give your heart to Jesus? Will you give your heart to the Lord right now? Maybe you're here and you'd say, Brother Steve, I'm saved. I feel like I'm trying to serve the Lord. But the thief has stole some things from me. We need some honest hearts right now. I don't care if you've been in church 40 years, but you'd say, I ain't where I need to be tonight. I'm not where I used to be. The devil has come and he has took away my peace and my joy. And I'm not where I want to be with God. Is there one? Hey man, you'd come. So I need help from the Lord. Hey man, bless Jesus coming. The thief's been at my house, Brother Steve. The thief's been stealing away things that at one time were so precious to me. Things I prayed through about, convictions I had. The devil's come. He's put question marks in my mind. And he's battled me, the thief, the thief, the thief. Oh, bless Jesus, coming is another, the thief. The thief has been in my house. The thief has come. He stole my children away. He stole my family away. Oh, will you move out? Will you come? Oh, come on, church, everybody that would, we need your help. There's some people praying needs help tonight. There's some people with great needs tonight. There's some families that if they don't get help, they're not going to make it. Oh, let's gather in. Let's pray. Can we come? Everybody that can and would, will you come and find somebody to pray with? Will you come and seek the Lord tonight? Oh, will you come on? That's right. That's right. Come on, church.